There's a Reb Chaim that Reb Velvel had quoted about the relationship between Trefa and Nevela. We have in Halacha many different Machal's Asuras. The Nevela is Asar, and Arla is Asar, and Basar Machal is Asar, and Behemoth Tameh is Asar, and they're independent. So Reb Velvel is asked in this letter, well, you told me that the Rambam says that Trefa is an aspect in the Nevela. Where is that Rambam? He says, I didn't say the Rambam said it, but I said that my father had said it. Reb Chaim said, apparently this is what Rav said. Rav Shechel told him, Rav said, this is Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Rasha, Bar Mitzvah Pshatel. Basically, he told him, you're right, you're Rav Shechel. And this is his Bar Mitzvah Pshatel. That Trefa is not independent, it's an aspect of Nevela. So let's see where that comes from, and then we will see it's actually reflected in many, many Rambams. And it may also bring us back to our Sugya Chulin Daf Testament Aleph. If you take a look, most of the Rambams will say for Kedusha, but there's a very suggestive Rambam in Sha'ar Avos HaTumah. In Hilchas Sefer Tahara, Hilchas Sha'ar Avos HaTumah, the first topic in Sha'ar Avos HaTumah is Nevela. He opens up Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Nevela is in one of the Avos HaTumah. Avne Avos HaTumah. It's Metame B'Maga. It's Metame B'Masa. And so on and so forth. And he goes through some of the basic dinim in Perek Aleph. And then, in Perek Beis, he begins to look at, well, what makes something a nevela, which he already talks about a bit in Perek Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Beim Avachaya Mesu, so that's Metam Bekazayis, but if it's a kosher species and you shechted it, so the Shechita is Mitaharis Osad Bechol Makam. That's already Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, based on Mishnayis in the fourth Perek of Chulin. And the Ayins. And then, in Perek Beis, he gets more involved in the ins and outs of the relationship of the Shechita, not to Heter L'Achila, relationship of the Shechita to Tumah and Tara. So when is the Shechita Chal? When is the Shechita Not Chal? He tells us in the Lachavav, Perek Beis Lachavav, Trefa Shenishchata Shechita Kshera, Afa Pishi Yasur Bachila, Harehi Tahora. And the Trefa, if you shecht it, even though you're not allowed to eat it, but it is Tahor. Which is an interesting way of putting that. That's based on a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah also on Behemah Makasha, the fourth Perek of Kulin, Ayin Beis and Beis. It's interesting that he even puts it that way. Well, even though it's usher to eat, it's tahar. As though that's a chiddush. It's not an avela. It had a proper shechita. Well, it's interesting it's even a havana. And the way he presents it is striking. And then you move to the Rambam with which Briskerov opens that letter, the end of Perek Beis. Sharvo Satun Perek Beis Alach Yud. Here he's talking about shechitas nachri. Shechitas nachri, based on the Mishnah in the first Perek of Chulin, Nevela in the time of Masa, even Yisrael Omen Al Gabav, Shachet Besak, and Yafa Shechita Kroi, even if the act of the Maisa Shechita was done properly, there was no Chalada, there was no Duras, no Shehia, but still, it's Shechitasan Nevela. Whether he's a Ger Toshav or not a Ger Toshav. And then the Rambam says, the fascinating Svara, which the Ravid has incredibly biting critique of. He says, I think this, the Tumas, even though the Mishnah says that Shechitas Akum is Betami B'Masa, it's only Midivrei Sofrim, it's only Midirabbanon. Sherei Tumas Avodazar, Tumas Tekroves, Avodazar Midivrei Kamoshi is Bar. There is a Tumat Avodazara, the Tumat, an animal brought as a korban Avodazara here, Sharvos Atumat Perek Beis Alach Yud. He says that that's a tumah drab. We find such a tumah drab. And uviglal avodazara nisirachaku hagoyim v'nesro shchitasan. And it's because of avodazara that and a concern of Avodah Zarah that we were called upon to maintain a distance from Nachrim. Heinam levadad yishkon, the idea of Havdal Bein Yisrael la'akum is driven by the need to stay away from Avodah Zarah. That's based in part on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamavav and Beis. The Gemara there talks about the different machale akum that Chazal forbade midrabanan, pas akum and yain akum and so on and so forth. The Gemara there says all them mishum chasnas to avoid too much socializing, which could lead Rachman Aslam to interdaining intermarriage, and that in turn would lead to Avodah Zarah. So that Gemara may be the model for this. And that's why Nesra Shechita Asar. Now, Rambam is saying something fascinating. He's saying the reason why the Torah forbade us from eating the Isra Achila on Shechita Asakim is really a Chashash Avodah Zarah. It sounds like he's saying, one could even suggest, that if you turn things around, the Gemara Avodah Zarah on Avodah Zarah is Chasnus Linta Avodah Zarah, and the Machal Yaakov Linta Chasnus Linta Avodah Zarah. Wasn't Dina Drabanan, it sounds like, and the Tumas Avodah Zarah, Tumas Tekro Zarah says Drabanan, but it sounds like he's saying, but the Isser Doraisa of eating Shechita Asakim is also based on Harchak of Avodah Zarah. So how do you learn the Doraisa from the Drabanan? Presumably because, as an aside, this is an example of applying the logic of Kol Tekin Rabanan Kein Doraisa Tekin. Right? That Chazal had created all the Din Drabanan as our Chakat Tachas, as the ultimate Chakat Avodah Zarah. Midrabanan, Avodah Zarah's Tami. Midrabanan, Tekrovah's Avodah Zarah's Tami. Midrabanan, one cannot eat Pasakim and Yainakim according to Moshe Rishonim. Bishalakim, all because of the Gzeira of Chasnas, Atu Avodah Zarah. Where did all those Din Drabanan come from? So it sounds like Rambam is saying they're all patterned after the Din Daraisa, the Siyag Daraisa, that Shechita Asakim is usher to eat atu Avodah Zarah. So there you have a Din Daraisa, the Isra Achila on Shechita Asakim, that's there to lehisra chek min hagoyim in order to avoid Avodah Zarah. So therefore, all these other Din Rabbanan are patterned after that. Now what the Rambam here is saying, though, let's come back to the Rambam's point here, what he's arguing is that the tuma is only drabanan, even though the achila is aser min haTorah. Because he goes on to say, well, how is that possible? He says, well, there is, fundamentally the shechita was valid. It's not fundamentally a fully an avail. It's not that it lacks a ma'aseh shechita. It's just that there's a siyag atu avodah zarah. So siyag atu avodah zarah min haTorah is only on the achila. Chazal added a tuma midrabanan, like tumas avodah zarah and tumas Tekros Vazar, which are Drabanan. So in general, Chal Tzal said all Shechitas Akum is Drabanan. It's Tomei Midrabanan. But Min HaTorah told us to eat also as a Siyag Atu Avodah Zarah. But then the Rambam says, one of the kashas one could raise against the Rambam's theory that on the level of Daraisa, Shechitas Akum is Asr B'Tohar, the In Tomar, Halo, he has Surah Bachila, the In Torah, but the Isra Achila is Min HaTorah. So how is it possible that I have a shechita which does not create a heter achila and does create, but is matar midei nevela, min haTorah. The Rambam is arguing that although the Mishnah tells me in Chulin that shechita zakim is tamim, only tamim midrabanan, min haTorah it's tar, but aser. Hayi tachin. The Rambam says, that shouldn't surprise you. Lo kol haaser b'achila matame, not everything which is forbidden to eat is matame. Sharei ha-trefa asura utahora. After all, trefa is asur, but not matami. Now that is a pella. He's saying, so therefore, since trefa is asur, but not matami, so one could also argue that shechita zakum is asur, but not matami. And the pella on this is ma in yishmite tzar sinai.
Have to do
with the other. Didn't he say earlier that it's mamish nevela? Well, yeah, he says nevela. Shechita is not nevela. But then he says, but the tumah is only drabanan. But the Isra Achila is daraisa. So then, what I mean, he said, well, I could split nevela in half because after all, trefa is asur b'achila, but not tameh. So what? I know there are many machals of surahs that are not tame. Basar b'chalav is not matame. Orla is not matame. Kulay karam is not matame. Most machals of surahs are not matame. But what has that to do with nevela? Nevela, the Torah never said that basar b'chalav is an avatama. The Torah just said basar b'chalav is machals of surahs, right? Okay. But the Torah did say nevela is both an avatama and machals of surahs. So Rama is trying to say, well, maybe there could be different. They're not the same category. There could be cases that are fully nevela, they're both asur and tama. And then there are cases which are only, you know, sort of like a lighter version of nevela, so to speak. And it's asur, it's nevela, minat Torah, nevela legabe machalos azuris, but not legabe avos atama. Rama says, who says you can divide that way? Well, after all, look at trefa. So the question is, what does trefa have to do with it? Trefa, nevela, nevela. So the logic of the Rambam, it obviously presupposes that trefa is not basar b'chalav. Trefa is not arla klaya karam. Trefa is not chazir and sos. Trefa is not an unrelated item on the list of machalos asuros. Trefa is a type of nevela. In other words, when you shecht a trefa, it's the shechita is chal halfway. The shechita is matar midin avela, but wasn't matar b'achila. Such that, legabe the isra achila, it's the same as nevela. How do you see that? That's what it sounds like here. And there are many other Rambams that support that. So for instance, take a look. Take a look in Ma'achalos Asuras. Let's take a look. Perek Dalet, again, we saw at the beginning of the year. The Rama has Hilchos Shechita, talks about the mitzvah of shechting and how to shecht. Then he has, in Ma'achalos Asuras, Nevela appears in Perek Dalet as the Issa. Once something is Nevela, it's Asur to eat. So take a look at Perek Dalet. He presents Nevela, he presents Trefa, which is very suggestive. We'll get back to that. Then take a look near the end of Perek Dalet. Halacha Dalet Tezai, Machalos Asuras, he presents a concept, which is ultimately based on a Mishnah in Me'ila. Magid Mishnah tells you where to look in Me'ila. The Mishnah makes a comment about Isurim in general. You know that you can get Malkas for various Lavin, including various Machalos Asuras. In the Machalos Asuras in particular, you only are only liable for an onesh if you had a shear, typically a kazayas. The Mishnah has a rule that you can only add up. Now let's say I have a half a kazayas of this and half a kazayas of that, and they're both aser. So do they add up to the shear, or do they not add up to the shear? So the Mishnah says, you know, if I have chaylev, the fats from the hindquarters of the animal, they're forbidden to eat. So if I have chaylev of a cow and chaylev of a goat, I have a chatzi kazayas and chatzi kazayas of that, that does add up to kazayas. Why? Because it's the same shame. Shame, we use it to mean name, but the Tanaim use the word shame to mean what we would call a lav. It's the same iser. It's the same one of the Tariag mitzvahs. It's the same iser chaylev. Whether it's chaylev of a cow or chaylev of a goat or chaylev of a sheep, chaylev is chaylev, it's all the same. Chaylev of a grown-up cow, chaylev of a calf, it's all the same as chaylev, so half a kazayas of this chaylev, half a kazayas of that chaylev would be mitzdarif. The Mishnah says, however, chaylev adam, not mitzdarif. Or chaylev and basar b'chalav, not mitzdarif, because those are shnei shemos. They're not shem echad. So that's what the Rambam quotes, the Mishnah Me'ilah, which the Rambam quotes here in Perek Dalet Halachat Zayin. Kol yisurim shebetorah ein mitzdarif from zeh mzeh. The various yisurim will not add up together to form a kazayis, except for Isurei Nazir. There it will add up. Okay, so different types of grape products are, even though they're separate lavin, but they that's a chiddush that they do blend together. So he says you take a little bit of chaylev, a little bit of dam, a little bit of pork, a little bit of nevela, a little bit of catfish, a little bit of ostrich, many different lavin, even though they together add up to kazayas or more, but it's not going to work. Tzirf min hakol kazayas, together all add to kazayas, ain oloke. Dino kedino ochel chatishir. All added to chatishir. This chatishir, that, they don't add up together. But then he says, halachitzayin, kol neveles mistar for zumzu. If I have a nevel of a cow, a nevel of a sheep, a nevel of a goat, it does, they do, those bits and pieces would add up to kazayas. And nevela mitzarefes and matrefa. Nevela adds up with a trefa. And he goes on to say that non-kosher species can add up together for the same love. So I have camel meat and dog meat, so they can add up to kazayas. So that's not surprising. Kol nevelas mitzarefen, that's not surprising. All this is nevela. Behem is timaeus, all this is behem is timaeus. But nevela mitzarefes and matrefa. It's wild. Nevela mitzarefes and matrefa. It's beferi shiramba. Machal Sasuris, Perak Dalit, Halachi Yud Zayin. How do you understand that? So the answer is what the Rambam is saying is that Shem Echad. It's Shem Echad. Nevela and Trefa are fundamentally the same Isser. So now we begin to understand what he was saying in Avos HaTumah Beis Yudalf. That he understood that Shechitas Akum is the Shechitas Akum is a nevela, as he says, I didn't mention before, as he says both in Avos HaTumah, and he also says it in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dala Alach Yud Aleph, he says that the Shechitas Akum Nachir Sheshachat, even though his act, his technique was good, it's a nevela, loka achilasa min haTorah, v'kar lecha me'achalt v'achalta mizivcho. And then he says, gedar gadol gadru, even goy who's not over the vorozar, should toss a nevela. It sounds as though the Issa d'Oraisa is only when he's, if he's an over the vorozar. Again, that fits coherently with what he writes in Avos HaTumah. That's all. Shechitas Akum is the Issa d'Oraisa, Siyag d'Oraisa ato Avodah Zara, and then he said, but not Matame, how can I divide it? Just like Trefa. What do you mean? Because they're both examples of cases where it was an act of Shechita, but it didn't create a Heter Achila. It didn't create a Heter Achila because Shechitas Akum is Siyag ato Avodah Zara, or it didn't create a Heter Achila because it's a Trefa. And that prevents the shechita from being fully chal. Chal lagabe latar midei nevela, but it's not chal in terms of lahatiro midei nevela. So trefa is really a partial iser nevela, and it's the same shame iser, and they are all mitzdarev together. And then you see that earlier as well in Perek Dalet of Macholos Asturus. And he opens Perek Dalet by talking about all the Kazayas may be saved Behema Shemesa. You have an animal that died, that's Nevela. And then he goes on to say, or if a human killed it, but Lo Nishachata Karoi, it's also Harezu Mesa, it's the same as dying on its own, it's a Nevela. Behilcha Shechita is Bar Hashechita Shei Karoi V'She'ena Karoi. Hilcha Shechita will explain what's considered proper Shechita and improper shechita. But then, he goes on for several more halachas, talk about the dinim of nevela, all the way through halacha hey. And then halacha vav, he starts talking about trefa. Ha'och gazayis mebisar behemo chai v'of, tahorin shenitrafu, your loke. Basar basar trefa lo sachil akav tashlichan oso. And he keeps having language here at the end of Halacha Zayin. He talks about what are the cases of Trefa. In the Halacha Zayin, he says, the example the Torah gives of it was attacked by a predator, notos lamus, it's headed towards dying, by dying lomesa, it's not yet dead. Even though you managed to get in a maisa shchita before it died on its own, of its own wounds, harezu asur mishum Trefa. So it sounds like it's already begun to die. And he says, the language is so clear, Lachaches. Pagdal b'chosur was lachachez. Nimtzei salamin shatora asra ha-mesa via nevela v'asra notu lamus machas makosea apay shadai lo mesa via treifa. So clear. The Torah forbade an animal that actually died, that's what we call nevela, or an animal which is dying in the process of dying from its wounds and hasn't died yet. That's called a treifa. And it goes on to say that just as in terms of figuring out what are the trefos, just as by nevela we don't differentiate between it died of its own accord versus of natural causes versus a human being killed it without shechita, so too by trefa it can be a trefa of its own accord or external human causes. And he reviews it again lachatas inyan hakasav shanota lamuth machal makase. It's heading towards death. It's tipping towards. It's ready. The process of death has begun for this animal. That's an Isur of Treifa. And look at the language halacha yud. Hachotech. This is what you were talking about. I think before. Hachotech basar min achay min atahorim are also a basar treifa. If a person cuts some flesh off of a living animal, basar min achay is aser. Why it's an iser treifa? What do I mean, iser treifa? He says you get malchus for eating treifa. So what does that mean? Shrei basar zevet hemishol nishachat avalo mesa. He says it didn't have a shechita, but it didn't die. That's like treifa. Treifa didn't have a shechita, but it didn't die. I mean, it didn't die. It died through shechita, so it's not a non-shechita death. But treifa didn't have a shechita. I mean, it did have a shechita. I shechted it. It didn't have a shechita. It didn't have a shechita. So you see, once again, the Rambam is saying, no, the treifa, the shechita isn't chal on the treifa, l'gabe achila. It's ki'ilul nishchat. It's tahar, but the isr is fundamentally the same isr as nevela. Mali tarfa osachai, mali chatacha besakin. Mali bekula, mali bemekzasa. Dalet yud, machal osasuras. It says, baser menachai is like a mitzas treifa. Because here's, it's not alive. Excuse me, it hasn't died. But it didn't have a shechita. Basar basar de treifa. Wow. And then he goes on to say, by the way, he raises the ishan lachi yud aleph. If this is the idea that treifa really may end nevela because the animal has begun to die without shechita, so to do a shechita now would only be matayer, but wouldn't be matir, because like may end nevela, it hasn't died, but begun to die without shechita. So then why only treifa? How about if the animal's just sick? The animal's dying of illness, not a treifa, not a wound. Treifa means either there's a predator, or even from natural causes, maybe even developed on its own, but there's some anatomical defect. Some organ has a hole, some organ or another is punctured, it's split, But let's say there's no anatomical issue. It's physiologically. The animal is sick. The animal is dying of illness. So that's not treifa. Why? And the Rambam, even Ma'or Takasha, expresses the strength of the Rambam's svara. The whole idea of treifa is and the veil, because the animal is dying, hasn't died, but the process of death has begun, though not completed, without shechita. So then what mali, treifa, mali, chole? We never would have thought of that shayla. We never saw that kasha, excuse me. Because we just think a treifa is a new category, treifa. So a chol is not treifa. But the Rambam says, treifa is not a new category, it's a subset of nevela. So what's a subset of nevela? So the same svar that makes treifa and nevela could have made chola. The animal is sick and it's dying, it's a goses. So the Rambam's ma'or, the kasha, needs to give it teretz. Behema shehi chola, halach yudal, dal yudal machalos asurus. Behema shehi chola machma shetoshash kolcha. The animal is ill. It's weak. Again, no anatomical defect. It's just weak. It's sick. And it's headed towards dying. Natas lamos. It's in the process of dying. So the Rambam needs to explain why it's mutter. Although it's dying, but since there was no wound, no strike against one of its critical organs, Harezu muteres, that is mutter. Why? Shelo asra Torah elke en treifas chayas hayar. The only time the Torah is machadesh this extent, logical extension of the concept of nevela in the Kabbalah Chidusha, Torah and the Charishit, the case in Mishpatin, Basar Basadet Treifa, an animal which was pounced upon by a predator out in the field. So that's the paradigm for the sort of case we're talking about. It has to be, as Rambam says, Ke'en Treifas Chayas Haya. It has to be similar to the sheep that was attacked by the predator. It's not enough that it's in the process of dying. It has to be in the process of dying because of a maka. So that, in other words, trefa is a logical extension of nevela, but it is a chiddush. If the Torah just would have said nevela, I wouldn't have guessed on my own that trefa is included. It's begun to die, but it's not dead, the trefa. So it's not self-evident that trefa is bechlal nevela. The Torah is machadesh it in Mishpatim by saying Basa Basa Treifa, but the Rambam is saying is Basa Basa Treifa is not Machadesh, a new category, it's Megale, what the parameters of the original category of Nevela are. It's a Giwa, you knew there's a Pasuk of Nevela, you should know Nevela can be extended in certain ways. Not only if the animal died without Shechita, but even if it's begun to die, it's begun the process of death without Shechita, it's already going to be Nevela with respect to Achila, but not with respect to Tumah. But when the Torah is Mechadesh, I Rambam say, Torah is on Mechadesh, Basa Basa the Treifa. Why do you have to give that example? Basa Basa the Treifa. To tell you, it's only if it's in the process of death from a Makkah, from some Makkah to one of the critical Eivar. But if it's in the process of death just because systems are shutting down and it's ill, but there's no Makkah, Be'evar, Hamemis, so then the Torah is never Mechadesh, this extension of Nevela. That's fascinating. Rambam is very, very clear. The way, again, not surprisingly, this is where the Rambam lays out the Isser of Trefa. The Isser to eat Trefa is in Parak Dalet. Halachas Vav to Yud Aleph. So he lays it out very directly. As a matter of fact, even says, Halach Yud Beis, there is a Midas Chasidus the Gemara mentions of not eating a Behema Misukenes. So he says, Halach Yud Aleph explains Behema Misukenes is mutter. It's not technically Trefa, because Torah's on the Chash Svara when there's a Makkah Be'evra Memes. It sounds like he's saying, but the Minas Chasidus fits into this Lundus. It's the same idea. It's in the process of dying. The Torah wasn't the Chash, you're not allowed to eat it, but sort of like the spirit of the law. It's not just a random Chumrah, nor is it a Gzeira Atu, you might do the Shechita improperly because you're rushing because of Mr. Kenes. It sounds like the Rambam is saying, I take that back. He does say, it's hard to know what the Rambam is saying. Is he saying they didn't eat it because people are rushing to shecht it? Or he saying, no, a situation where you're rushing to shecht it, you want to make sure to shecht and still, while still alive, and pirkus of the sof shechita. There was Pirkos at the end. So it was. It made it to the end. It didn't die before the Shechita. It wasn't the Vela. But still, we don't eat it. Why? So it could be part of what he's trying to say is it's in the spirit of Trefa. It's not required. Mikra is totally mutter. But the Minas Chasidus, that Minas Chasidus of Great Tzadikim is an extension of the concept of Trefa. So now a lot of things begin to fall into place. Right. This is the way the Rambam presents Treifa from the outset. So of course Treifa is mitzdarif with Nevela to Ashir. And of course Treifa can serve as a model of Nevela, which is Aser Batahar, and that's again the model for the Rambam to give the extension, which again the Rambam disagrees with, that the same is true by Shechitas Akum also. The Minatora Shechitas Akum is Aser Batahar, Dugmas Treifa. And there's more. The Brisker Rav also points out a Gemara in Chulin that you saw in Kisi Adam, Behem and Beis, which a Rambam quotes in Hilchos Shechita. This Rambam was not in the Maror Mekomos. The Rambam writes later in Hilchos Shechita that end of Perek Hey? No. Can I find it? Rabbi writes later in the Cheshita that if you shecht a you shecht a pregnant animal, you find the vlad inside. That we call that a ben pekula. So the Rabbi Paskin is based on his reading of the Gemara that if you shecht a trefa, the animal inside is not kosher, but you can shecht it. If you shecht the vlad, then it'll be kosher. But it's not an avela, but it's not kosher based on the shkita se'im. Why? So it sounds like the Rambam's logic is the same. It's because the shkita of a trefa is not a shkita ha-materes. That's the whole chiddush of trefa. And according to Rambam, trefa is not a new separate iser. It's a chisaron in the shkita. Here it is. I'm sorry. It's not a hilchas shkita. It's a hilchas machalos asurs. The very end of Perek Hey. Perek Hey, Alacha Tezvav, Machalos Asuras, he says, let's say you have a pregnant animal and you did a C-section, you extracted the animal, you didn't check the mother, you just extract the fetus, so then, and it's a viable living animal, so Sarach Shchita Lahatiro, you have to shecht it. And if you subsequently shecht the mother, that's not good enough because it's no longer inside. Right? Okay. Or he says, shochet behemet trefa. The animal still is pregnant, but you shecht it, and it turns out you check the lungs of the mother, and it's a trefa. So he says, that's that case as well, ein shechitas imamo eloslo. The shechit of the mother didn't help, but you can still shecht it. Shecht the vlad, and it'll be kasher. Why? So Britzkrov points out, that's the same thing. Because why did the shechita work? It was a valid shechita. It happened to be the mother's a trefa. The baby is not a trefa. If the baby was a trefa also, then you couldn't check the baby to make a kasher. So obviously, the fact that you can check the vlad and make a kasher means that we don't see the vlad as being a trefa just because its mother was a trefa. So then, why not say to regular ben paku, you check the vlad. It happened to be the mother's a trefa, but the valid shechita, the mother shech. If you consider the vlad a trefa, you don't consider the vlad a trefa. If you consider the vlad a trefa, so then shechting the vlad subsequently won't help with the trefa. If you don't consider the vlad a trefa, then why did the shechita of the mother work? Happens to be the mother. If you shechted the mother, then it fell into milk. So that's such a case. Somehow. The mother became basu b'chal mechaim. If you can imagine such a case. And so they wouldn't make the shechita of the mother invalid to help the vlad. So how come shechita's trefa is invalid to help the vlad? Says the Brisk Rav, that's the same yisod. Trefa is not no iser. Trefa is a chisarim in the shechita. The shechita of a trefa is not matir. It's only matir. So it's not going to be matir the vlad either. The vlad isn't the trefa, but you did ma'aseh shechita to the mother who is a trefa, and therefore that trefas of the mother is an ikuv to the validity of the shechita. And finally, that's when you look, the Rambam, you remember, it comes out in the broadest sense in the way the Rambam organized Hilchos Shechita. Because, you know, you'll remember at the beginning of Perek Daled of Machalos Asuras, Rambam mentioned there is an Isser of Nevela. We'll tell you, Nevela is whether died on its own or was killed without proper Shechita. And when we get to Hilchos Shechita, we'll explain what constitutes a valid Ma'aser Shechita. Right? And it'll turn to Hilchos Shechita. So, what does Hilchos Shechita include? The Cheshchita includes the Pirta HaMitzvahs. What mitzvahs does Cheshchita encompass? Look at the very beginning, before Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. So he says, well, the mitzvah to shecht and then eat, the mitzvah of Cheshchita, and then he goes on to also, it's Benon, Kisei Adam, and the dinim of Shluch HaKeim. So Perek Aleph begins with Hilchos Shechita. And Hilchos Shechita go until the first four prakim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The next mitzvah in the list was also the Lav of Oso is Beno, which the Rambam begins in Perek Yud Beis. What's happening in between the two? The intervening eight prakim from Perek Hei to Perek Aleph are Hilchos, Perek Hey to Perek Yav, the intervening seven prakim are Hilchos Treifos. All Hilchos Treifos appear here in Hilchos Shechita. After he spends four prakim telling me what's a Shechita Ru'uy, what's a Shechita She'en Ru'uyah, he spends seven prakim going through all the ins and outs, all the details of every single one of the Treifos. Why didn't Hilchos Shechita? It belongs to the Machal's Azuris. The answer is, that's Rambam L'Shitaso. Treifa is fundamentally a lack of Shechita. It's a partial lack of Shechita. If the Amos, as he was so clear in Machal's Azuris Paragdalas, if the Amos begun to die, so then it's already Nixos Nevela. It's dying without a... It hasn't completed the dying process without Shechita, but began the dying process without Shechita. So at this point, the Shechita can only work to remove a tumah, but can no longer work to remove the isser of nevela. So memela, these are, all the rules of what makes a treifa are part of ezo shchita ruuya the ezo shchita ena ruuya. All when the Rambam said, and we'll close with this. Maybe the best way to capture this: when the Rambam wrote in Macholos Asuras, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. That's probably not just referring to Prakam Alv through Dalim. It's probably referring to Prakam Alv through Yudav. It's both the rules of the Maisa Shechita and the rules of Treifus. Because for the Rambam, while it's true that in Machalos Asuris, Mitzvah 13 Sholechel Nevela, and Mitzvah 15 Sholechel Treifa, but fundamentally, it's an extension of Nevela. It's a different type of lack of Shechita. Nevela is where the animal totally lacks Shechita because it completed dying process of that Shechita. Treifa is where the animal partially lacks Shechita because it began the dying process of that Shechita. As Rambam told us so directly, incredibly directly, in Perek Dalet, in Halacha Zayin, in Halacha Tes. So all these pieces fitted. The way the Rabbi organizes the dinim and the lack of tziruf and the way that becomes a model for shchitas over the Avodah Zarah and that fascinating din at the end of Perek Hey Halacha Tezvav Machalos Asuras about the Ben Pekula. That the shchita is not matir, if the mother was a treifa, the shchita, the mother is not matir, but the animal itself is not a treifa, you can shech the vlad, and that'll be fine. So you see that treifa is an ikuv to shchita. It's a partial ikuv to shchita. It withholds the shchita from fully working. And so this is the famous person. This is the famous Reb Chaim. The Scrub discusses in the letter, page Ayin Tes, the letter from Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, Yud Ches Adar. He wrote when he was still in Brisk. That's what the byline says. It's what the Rav spoke about this in his shiurim, quote from Reb Chaim. Rav Shach talks about this, the first piece in the Hashkita and Avi Ezri. And finally, I would suggest that it could be that's what our Gemara is saying. We have been bothered. One of the two problems of our Gemara was, why is the Gemara so comfortable saying, B'cheskes Yisrael Amin, B'cheskes Tumah Lo Amin? Tosfos has been so bothered. How are you talking? Oh, I think either is an avail, not an avail. Right? Huh? And remember, the way the Gemara Rishi said it, Meirosh, the way Rebbe Lezer said B'Shem Rebbe Lezer, Treifa Vashur Vashila. So Meirosh, when you learn that, you would say, well, it doesn't really mean it's a Treifa. Kolomar, it's like a Treifa. But it could be no. I mean, remember the Rabbi said, Basu Benachai is a Treifa. So, they're saying, we find the way the Rambam said, "Oh, Shechitas Avodah Zarah is aser, but not tamei min haTorah." After we find such a mal by treifa, the Gemara is making that same logical comparison: not Shechitas Avodah Zarah to treifa, but the suffik lo nishchat to treifa. You see that nevela could be partialized. Sometimes you can have something which is nevela, essentially a lack of shechita lagabe Yisur, but has Shechita Lagabe Tumah. That's what Treifa. You want to be precise, it's not a Vela, it's not a Lav, but it's a lack of Shechita. Treifa is to not eat an animal which has this type of lack of Shechita, that the Shechita only came in after the dying process started. So you see, you can lack Shechita with respect to Yisur, but still have a sufficient Shechita with respect to Tumah. That's how the Rambam was using it as a model for shkutz over the Vozar. And that might be what's going on here. We say, but why would you say? You always have to ask if normally it's a lack of shkita, lack of shkita across the board. That's the reason why we would split. So by over Vozara, the Rambam seems to say, because it's not really, it really had a shkita, just that the siyog, Torah imposed a new siyog to Avodah Zarah, Torah only asked eating minator. By treifa, it's a chiddush, bas basar treifa, if it hasn't completed dying yet, then Torah is mechadish, the shkita still works, the tar v'day tumah, but it's not going to work to be matir. And here the reason why you would partialize is because the Masita Tana said, look, either it was Nishrat, it wasn't Nishrat. So if I have a Cheskas Isser and now Harei Mesa, so logically I should treat as Nevela all across the board. While the Rebbe Lezer, B'Shem Rebbe Lezer, they're saying, no, look at where you have a Chazaka, look where you don't have a Chazaka. You have a Cheskas Isser, because while it was alive, it was Isser, but while it was alive, it wasn't Tamei. B'Shem Rechai, as Rambam said. So, Memela, you can say, you have a cheskas, you don't have a cheskas tuma. And the Rambam perhaps would say, unlike Tosin, so bothered how you talking. And the Rashi we suggested yesterday is not bothered because Chazakah is such a hanhava, we don't really, we're not dealing with what the facts actually are. We don't know the facts, and therefore we're just going to tell you how to act. But the Rambam might say, this isn't even such a counterintuitive state. We're not sure whether it's an available. And the truth is, either it is or it isn't. And either if Rov Siman Rishchatu, then it should be Mutter also. If it did not have Shkutz Rov Simanim, it ought to be Tommy too. But being that we don't know, so we have a Chazaki here, we have a Chazaki, we have a Chazaki Tumah, Rami says, we've seen that before. That's Trefa. And it might even be, and again, there's working off of perhaps of Rashi's thinking, but the fact that we're so comfortable with this, and the fact that the Gemara called it Treifa, so it could be, if you look at this Gemara with the Rambam's lenses, it's beautiful. And maybe even the approach of the Gemara is a mucker for the Rambam. Now the Rambam didn't quote, you would expect the Rambam to quote this.
The Gemara works backwards, right? Because he's saying we have a Chazaka that is not talking about Chazaka.
There is a machlokas that's not known what they did. Right, and again, there's a machlokas.
It isn't the mitzvah, though.
Correct. So, but when we say it's a treifa, that might be saying, what do you mean it's a treifa? So that might be saying, not just it happens to have the same dinim that a treifa happens to have. Yekodim also said, it's a behemoth to man. Osir b'tah. So, the Rambam might say, Treifa wasn't just a shorthand for saying Aser Batahar. It could be it's a logical comparison. In other words, that what the Rambam says in Avos HaTum and Beis Yud, I can compare Avodah Shechitas over Avodah Zarah to Treifa fundamentally. Maybe the Gemara is making that comparison here. It's a this isn't such an inconsistent thing, because we do find sometimes that Nevela, that Shechita works partially. That's what Treif is. So that's why this isn't just forget about the logic, forget about causes, forget about Sitas, just Kachazerman. So we do find such a thing. That might not be what's going on here, but Matsinu Kazeh, so we're comfortable saying that the way the Chazakas will play out is the Shechita will recognize Shechita will got me this, but not will got me that. It's not a totally counterfactual situation. So it could be that word, the Rebbe Lezer ben Antigna says, Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yanai, Treifa Vastur Bachila, that might be where the Rambam got picked up that logic that he then applied to Shkutza Obed Avazara in Avos HaTum Beis Yud. Now, again, as I was saying before, you would expect to find the Rambam there. Let's see how the Rambam says this. The problem is, this happens to be Mechlokes HaTanan, and he passes like the Masnisa. So we never hear him. We never get to hear how the Rambam formulates, explains Rebbe Lezer b'Shem b'Shul Rebbe Lezer, because he doesn't quote La Halacha. This is an example of how the limits in learning Rambam is you only get to hear typically how you get to hear him explain the shita that we pass him. So So we don't hear him say it directly, but it could be that the marker for his svara, that we're hearing it indirectly. That Avos HaTumah Beis Yud is an indirect quote of the logic that's here. And then with the Chaim's Rambam, it's absolutely glorious.